How do we suffer? How does it work? How do we sin? How does that work? Beautiful thought is that when we suffer and when we sin, we always suffer and sin with the community. That's the very nature of the Jewish people. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh BaZeh. We're all connected to each other. And that's to say, if I do something wrong, there's a ripple effect that actually has an impact not only upon me, but upon everybody else in the greater Jewish community. It's a very, very important idea that I think is central to our thinking as Jewish people. And that's why it's so strange that when it talks about sinning, it sins in plural. V'avatem Elohim acherim, v'shtachavitem lahem, v'chara'af Hashem b'chem. All of it's plural. You worshipped false gods, and God will punish you collectively. And that doesn't mean that every single Jewish person sinned. It just means that the way God views it is that since there is a group that sins, we're all in it together. And yet, in our parasha, it says, "Batzar lecha umtzaucha," kol ha'dvarim harim ha'ela, that "Batzar lecha," it was bad for you, "umtzaucha," and bad things will befall you. Why is that in Lashon Yachid? So I want to share with you a beautiful idea I saw in the Iturei Torah. The Iturei Torah tells a story. I believe he quotes it from the Maggid of Dubna. He says the following. He says there was a guy who was poor as poor could be. He had nothing, was always poverty stricken and always starving. And it turns out that one year in Russia there was a massive famine. And this famine was so intense that it impacted everyone, not just the very poor, but even those that were well-to-do. And someone saw this guy who always had a downtrodden appearance to him, a look of sadness, a look of melancholy, a look of depression from having nothing. And he looked at this guy and said, this guy actually has a smile on his face. He said, I don't get it. So he came over to the person and said, I don't understand. How could it be that you are not sad? How could it be that you don't look hungry? And the guy said something unbelievable. He said to the fellow Jew who asked him this question, goes, you know, normally I am the one that's hungry and it's really just me. He goes, when I'm just the one that's hungry, it is so sad for me that I can't handle it. He said, but this time, this year, I'm not the only one that's hungry. He goes, everyone is hungry. He goes, and the fact that everyone is hungry makes me feel a little bit less hungry. And this guy turned to him and said, actually, that is not how we view things as a Jewish people. As a Jewish people, it's the exact opposite. When I suffer with everyone. And when others suffer, even if it doesn't directly impact me, I feel also. But tzar lecha umitzaucha, do you know what the ultimate suffering is? It's to suffer by yourself. Yeah, the Jewish people suffer. There's a lot of that. But the true suffering is when you suffer by yourself and there's nobody with you. But tzar lecha umitzaucha is the sense of utter despair that comes upon the Jewish person when he feels that there is nobody with him. That's what happened. That's what it felt like after Churban Bayis. It was a sense that there is nobody with me. But tzar lecha, people suffered all alone in so much pain. There was so much of it. But tzar lecha umitzaucha, God tells us what is the ultimate remedy. How do we fix that? How do we ensure that we don't suffer like that again? It's the idea of bitzar lachem. If you suffer together, somehow, it's a little bit better. I want to share with you an amazing story I heard years and years ago. There was a guy who was doing rounds in a psych ward. And as he was doing rounds in the psych ward, he just met this guy that nobody could solve. The guy was holding his hands up in the air all day long. And the intern, the resident who's going around, turns to the doctor and says, okay, like, you've done this before. What's his deal? Goes, I have no idea. He came into us years ago. He stands all day long with his hands up in the air. And there's nothing we could do to change it. So the doctor in training turned to the other doctor and said, let me try with this guy. And so he walked over to that guy. And he saw that his hands were in the air. And he put his own hands in the air next to him. And they stood there together for several minutes. And everybody's looking and saying, like, you're not going to figure this one out. And all of a sudden, the patient put his hands down. And they were blown away. What happened? What did you say to him? What did you do? Tell us your trick. And he said, I'll be honest, I realized that he feels he's holding up the world on his own. So you know what I did? I walked over to him and said, I got it. I'll hold it for you. And he felt at that point in time he could put his hands down. But tsar lecha u'metza'ucha, do you know why you're so despondent? Because you feel you have no one with you. If a person feels that they have community to support them, that is the ultimate consolation. Have a great day.